local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program that highlights the best of natural medicine, the best of high-tech medicine. Put those together, we call it Intelligent Medicine. You can be part of the show by calling 877-726-8255. We're here and awaiting your calls, and you can come directly into the doctor's office, pose any question that you like. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk in a moment about multivitamins. Paraphrasing Rodney Dangerfield, they don't get no respect. And we're also going to talk about some new amazing findings on omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10. And we'll talk about the benefits of tea. An entire issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition devoted to the benefits of green and black tea. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's get going on the subject of multivitamins, because multivitamins have been maligned as of late. A couple of months ago, I wrote one of my newsletter articles on that subject. The title of that newsletter article was, "They say multivitamins are a waste of money." Really? Turns out that multivitamins, which contain most of the essential vitamins and minerals at doses that provide greater than 100% of the RDA, are the most commonly used dietary supplements in the U.S. Approximately one-third of U.S. adults take one or another formulation. But there's been a major media blitz and medical journal blitz against the use of supplements, in particular targeting multivitamins. Here's a sample of some of the headlines. Study finds says, quote, "Multivitamins are a waste of money for most people." The Sydney Morning Herald says, "Multivitamins continue to disappoint." And in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's an op-ed entitled, "Multivitamins and Supplements, Benign Prevention or Potentially Harmful Distraction?" And what they're saying here basically is that gullible people will take multivitamins as a bulwark against all kinds of misfortune, superstitiously, without any basis in real science, while at the same time engaging in unhealthy diet and lifestyle practices. And what they're saying here is this is a distraction. People should be intently focused on diet and exercise, but really this is a shibboleth that I've been battling for my entire career. A shibboleth is a mistaken narrative, because the overwhelming majority of my patients and listeners take multivitamins not as a substitute for, but rather as an accoutrement of a concerted effort to eat healthy and maximize physical fitness. Many of you out there, you're listening to this program, you want to find out about the latest vitamins and supplements, but you're not ignoring exercise. You're not smoking, drinking to excess, taking prescription painkillers instead of looking for natural alternatives. So this is just a wrong narrative. But one of the studies that was lately cited as calling into question the efficacy of multivitamins was something called the COSMOS trial. And in that trial, it was found that cocoflavanol supplements curb cardiovascular deaths by 27%. That's pretty exciting. But they also studied the use of multivitamins, and vitamins didn't fare as well. They kind of struck out. And so what we're saying here is that based on the study, we can conclude that multivitamins are a waste of time, that people are being diluted. That's what a lot of these headlines are talking about. But if you take a closer look at the study, the research was sponsored in part by Pfizer Consumer Care, who supplied the Centrum Silver used as a multi. And I'm not particularly a fan of this lightweight multi. The ingredients, many of which are inferior quality, synthetic vitamin E instead of mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, beta carotene instead of mixed carotenoids, folic acid instead of folate, and so on. And at doses that are really paltry, for example, there was just 60 milligrams of vitamin C in there, tiny amounts of zinc and other critical nutrients, and a lot of synthetic ingredients thrown in, poorly absorbed magnesium oxide, the cheapest, least bioavailable form of magnesium. And so I pushed back on that COSMOS study, saying, you know, how is it possible to indict multivitamins as a category based on a study using a paltry dose of the nutrients that we need? But here's the interesting part, because sometimes they take studies and it takes a while for them to analyze the data, and then they publish subsequent studies. And this reevaluation of the COSMOS study really blows my mind, because while multivitamins didn't significantly reduce cardiovascular death, didn't reduce cardiovascular disease in this study, a new finding is that as part of the COSMOS study, even with a paltry, poor quality multivitamin, Centrum, headline here is daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Wow. Okay. What they found is that the use of daily multivitamin mineral supplementation resulted in statistically significant cognitive improvement, even over the relatively short period of time of the study. The researchers estimated that 3 years of multivitamin supplementation roughly translated to a 60% slowing of cognitive decline. That's about a 1.8-year advantage in terms of progressive cognitive decline that normally occurs with aging. So you can set back the cognitive decline clock by 1.8 years merely by taking a Centrum. Imagine what you'd get by taking a truly potent multivitamin with good quality ingredients and significant doses. It turns out the benefits were relatively more pronounced in participants with significant cardiovascular disease, which is good news, because those are the very individuals who are already at increased risk for cognitive impairment and decline. If you've got diabetes, you've got a bad heart, metabolic syndrome, a high cholesterol to HDL ratio, you're at risk for more rapid cognitive decline. And the multivitamins seem to work even better, producing more dramatic results in those individuals who are already at risk of cognitive decline. And I discussed this issue recently in a podcast, just came out, with Dr. Alan Gavy. Dr. Alan Gavy is an authority on vitamins and supplements. He's been talking about them for 40 years. He's the author of a magnificent textbook of nutritional medicine, recently updated. And his op-ed in the Townsend Journal mirrors mine. It's entitled, "They're telling us that nutritional supplements are a waste of money." Well, he says, au contraire. And he criticizes the media for uncritically parroting the results of some of these studies and accepting the anti-supplement bias that occurs in many medical journals. He says, quote, "The fact that so many media outlets came up with an almost identical misleading headline makes one think that reporters were just lazily and without any analysis of their own repeating a statement from a press release." It's easy. You, medical journal issues a press release. You rearrange a couple of paragraphs, change a couple of prepositions, and you got an instant article that can appear in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, that makes for easy fodder on TV, convincing people that they're idiots taking vitamins and supplements. So, new study, daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Dramatic results with a mere Centrum. Imagine what you can achieve with more balanced supplementation using quality ingredients at doses that are truly meaningful. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's holiday sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We've got a call from Harold in the Bronx, New York. How you doing, Harold?
Yes, I'm with the great New York Yankees.
Right, and also home of my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I actually went to med school up in the Bronx.
Yes,
the Bronx is pretty cool.
Help me out, Dr. Hoffman. I was really surprised, super surprised, when you interviewed Alan, Dr. Gabby, who certainly has a tremendous reputation in the field of integrative medicine, when he kind of indicated that he was for a relatively low dosage of vitamin D and indicated its dangers. I did a search of PubMed, and I'd seen, like, literally hundreds of studies which indicated the utility of vitamin D. At least have, 4,000 or 5,000 a day of blood level. And you were very kind and gentle. You did give a little pushback. I know even in your immune reset, you indicate the importance of vitamin D. So how does one reconcile that? Because he certainly is, in favor of nutrients and an expert in the area.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Harold. And there was a little bit of a point-counterpoint in my recent podcast, because on the one hand, Dr. Gabe is urging, he's a big fan of vitamin D, but he's urging conservatism about vitamin D dosing. He's saying that maybe people should be wary of high doses like 5 or 10,000 international units per day. And on the other hand, recently, I interviewed Dr. William Grant, and that's a podcast that will probably post next week, who's a big advocate of vitamin D, not just for bones, but for a wide variety of problems, for cardiovascular prevention, for diabetes, for hypertension, for mood disorders and depression, for immunity, in particular respiratory infections, and specifically for COVID, and on it goes, autoimmunity too. And so the answer to your question, what's the maximum amount of vitamin D you should take, my opinion is that it depends. the average healthy person might get away with 1,000 or 2,000 international units. I take 2,000 international units of vitamin D, except when I'm sick, and then I, you know, slam vitamin D, take higher doses for a while. In the summer, I might take less. In the winter, I might take more, because in the summer, I get a ton of sunlight, unless I manage to get away to a southern hemisphere. And so it depends on what I think. We need to do is we need to individualize it. We need to individualize based on a person's condition. Perhaps people with autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, they may require higher doses of vitamin D because it's purpose-driven. It's to suppress their over-exuberant autoimmune response. And vitamin D can tamp that down and regulate it. Similarly, people who have a great deal of inflammation may require more vitamin D. And then there's the genetic capacity to absorb and utilize vitamin D, which varies all over the map. And we talk about this in our podcast with Dr. Grant. So if you're an avid Intelligent Medicine podcast listener, we urge all our listeners to subscribe. But you're hearing Dr. William Grant with a decidedly different opinion on the utility of vitamin D at relatively high doses and with a high margin for safety. Look, in nutrition, there's always going to be controversy, but at one extreme are the people saying vitamins and supplements are worthless, and at the other are people saying that mega dosing is a panacea for all manner of illness, and the truth lies somewhere in between. So, you know, for you, I don't know much about your health, but I would, you know, find out about your levels. I think testing for levels is important. I would shoot for a level of 50 or 60, you know, perhaps individuals with cancer, we can go a little higher because we know that vitamin D has cancer suppressive effects. That's how we handle that question. I mean, it's an excellent point that you make.
And it seems that most integrative MDs recommend at least 50 to 100 blood level. And I've been taking like 8,000, and then I had to test it, and that gets my blood level to around 55, 60.
Well, there you have it. You know, what we're seeing is that your blood levels are taking fairly high levels of vitamin D are equivalent to what, you know, a normal younger person might get if they spend a fair amount of time on the beach in Southern California. And so those are not unsafe levels. And that suggests that the dosage for you is, you know, Goldilocks principle. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. So that sounds good. Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hyperbole is the worst, most awful form of language ever, and I really can't stand it.
This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hyperbole is an obvious and intentional exaggeration. For example, I had to wait in line forever yesterday. I will never speak to you again if you go there. I can't stand it when people fill in the blank. Most people use hyperbole in their normal speech, and oftentimes it's innocent enough, or is it? The more we fill our minds with exaggerations, the more likely we are to feel exaggerated emotional responses. In other words, if I say I can't stand something when I actually can, I'm firing myself up more than I actually probably need to. So be mindful of the hyperbole you use. Or, as I tend to say, be mindful of your speech because, well, you're listening. For more on how awful hyperbole is, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. More of your calls coming up, 877-726-8255. And let me give you an update on our Save Our Supplements campaign, because there's a concerted effort, a disinformation campaign about the safety of supplements, about their efficacy. And it's designed to provide cover for efforts to further regulate the supplement industry. Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements, and it's truly an all-hands-on-deck moment. And I've told you to go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, drhoffman.com/ANH, to learn how you can take action and let your legislators, your congressmen and women, know about this encroachment and how you feel about it. And I'm going to give you an update that is very positive, because it's been on again, off again for supplement regulation. And it literally changes from week to week, the likelihood of this restrictive legislation passing. And there's an ebb and flow. There's a lot of fighting on the floors of Congress about this language. It's called MPL, Mandatory Product Listing. And the headline here from Nutrient Ingredients, which is a publication that monitors the nutrition industry, MPL language appears destined to be stripped from final FDA fees bill. So there's a little bit of a subterfuge here. FDA has to be funded every year via a congressional vote. And if it doesn't, and the deadline is September 30th, then literally thousands of FDA employees will be furloughed or laid off because there's no appropriations to pay them. So this bill has to pass. But what they want to do is they want to tack on all kinds of extraneous stuff like mandatory product listing restrictions for the supplement industry onto this bill, which is going to have to pass. I mean, it would be a disaster if it didn't pass. And Congress is unanimous on the need to pass it, just a question of whether to tack on a bunch of added garbage. And so there are stalwarts like Dick Durbin, who never met a supplement that he liked, who is urging his colleagues to keep the MPL language tacked onto the bill. But there's a lot of pushback from members of his own party and from Republicans, and it looks like the mandatory product listing language won't be included in the final FDA fees reauthorization bill now making its way through Congress. Whew. Okay, well, that's good news, but the bad news is that it's not entirely dead. And even if they pass this appropriation for the FDA, they're going to resurrect this. It's kind of like a zombie. You can shoot it, you can stab it, you can cleave its head in two with an axe, but they just keep on coming with these efforts to regulate the supplement industry. It's been a theme for as long as I can remember. And so we have to remain vigilant. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH for the latest update. If you haven't already, let your congressmen and women know that you are an avid supporter of nutritional supplements, and you don't want restrictions imposed upon your choices. But, there's a critical moment, and we need your support. But the good news is that your voices have been heard. And a lot of congresspeople are saying, this is not a hill to die on. I'm not going to pass legislation that's going to make a certain percentage of my constituents hate me and not vote for me, especially with the upcoming midterm elections. So good stuff is happening on the Capitol. 877-726-8255, a number. That number available to you 24/7, so avail yourself of it, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Thanks for taking my call and question. As one who suffers from gingivitis and receding gums, I would like to know the latest breakthrough on curing gingivitis, because the traditional dentists say it can't be done. I've seen YouTube ads that make incredible claims about it being completely curable, and I wondered if you could comment or address this issue of gingivitis and receding gums. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, great question. And it's of particular importance because we now know that gingivitis and periodontal disease has now surpassed dental caries as the major cause of tooth loss. But there's even more implications of this because it's now been found that periodontal disease is associated with cognitive decline. The concern is that the bacteria that circulate from your gums may create inflammation in the brain and cause problems there. There's also concern about the relationship between periodontal disease and cardiovascular problems. And I'll share with you some of the latest research. People who receive periodontal care have better outcomes after heart attack, study finds. Statistically, there are 800,000 myocardial infarctions in the United States annually. Those with periodontal disease are at increased risk for heart attacks. So, new study in JADA, Journal of the American Dental Association, found that there was a difference in the severity of heart attacks. I mean, people still got heart attacks, but they had the shortest length of stay in the hospital when they had better periodontal maintenance. The longest length of stay was experienced by the no dental care group. So, okay, so let's hear it for periodontal care administered by dentists. You know, they clean your teeth, they urge you to floss. They sometimes do periodontal surgery to cut away dead tissue and soap your gums. So that's all good. There are also dental antiseptics that they use to kill the bacteria. I'm not a big fan of these chemicalized treatments. There's also low-dose minocycline, which is an antibiotic, and it kills some of the bugs, but it's also anti-inflammatory. And so that's one of the treatments that they use for periodontal disease. And I'm not inalterably opposed to it. You know, I'm not a big fan of antibiotics, but low-dose tetracycline or minocycline can be helpful. What's also promising is, you know, just to look at your overall nutrition. I mean, if you're diabetic, you have high blood sugar, if you have a poor quality diet, if you're not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, you're at higher risk. And also, because scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C, is associated with gum recession and bleeding, there's really good reason to take additional vitamin C. So you can up your vitamin C to maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C three or four times per day. It helps to take it in divided doses rather than in all in one big wallop. And finally, there are topical applications. You can use spry gum or spry lozenges, which contain xylitol, which inhibit the proliferation of bacteria in your mouth in a natural way, not in a, you know, harsh chemical way. And studies have shown that that can be helpful against periodontal disease. So check out those products at xlear.com. Clear is the way it's pronounced, but it's spelled xlear.com. They have a spry dental defense system with rinses and lozenges and gum. And finally, there's some pretty persuasive information that drinking tea or swishing tea around in your mouth, whether it's green tea or even black tea, has beneficial effects on the gum. So that's something that I would encourage you to do. When it comes to these products on the internet, you know, for any condition that is tough to treat, there's always claims. And you know, I don't know what particular you're talking about, but some of these products are bogus. And some of them may actually be based in some real substantive science, that there is, that there are natural things like propolis, for example, that may have antibacterial effects and may help the gums. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. That number, by the way, available to you 24/7, 365. And if a question occurs to you on a Wednesday night or another year, you can call that number and record a question. All right. Here's a study that I promised to tell you about on omega-3s. But it's a special formula where omega-3s are combined with certain carotenoids, specifically lutein and zeaxanthin, and some vitamin E. They created a formula containing omega-3s, carotenoids, and vitamin E. And they published a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And what they found is that a combination that included 500 milligrams of DHA, 150 milligrams of EPA, that's not that much. You can easily get that into one capsule. 10 milligrams each of lutein and mesozeaxanthin, and 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, and just 15 milligrams of vitamin E. The control arm received an equivalent placebo or inactive pill. And what they found was that there was improvements on almost all measures in the group that took the combination product. In terms of the memory measure, the differences were striking. In the control group, none improved their memory scores. A few remained unchanged, while most declined. In the active group, about 19% improved their memory scores. More than 70% held the line. And remember, these were patients who already had been diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease, mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. So the conclusion is dietary intervention with a combination of carotenoids, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin E can improve mild to moderate stage Alzheimer's disease. And this suggests a positive impact on symptoms and patient outcomes, better performance in objective measures of severity, as well as performing better in areas related to memory and mood. So very cool study. And with modest supplementation, we're not talking about, you know, mega dosing of omega-3s. Imagine if they'd use truly significant amounts of the nutrients in question. 877-726-8255. Remember, this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless vets.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steaks salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255 this hour and next. Let's take a look at a study that examines the effects of CBD, cannabidiol, on menopausal symptoms. Things that we now use to manage menopause symptoms include things like red clover, donquai, black cohosh, evening primrose, or borage oil. But what about CBD? So they did a study in Frontiers in Pharmacology with mice, and they gave them a steady diet of either CBD-laced peanut butter balls. It's kind of like Reese's Pieces for mice. They go crazy over it. And half the mice were fed balls containing CBD. And these were mice who were over-rectomized, which means that they had hysterectomies, and so they mimicked the symptoms of human menopause. Turns out the untreated estrogen-deficient mice developed symptoms that resembled those of postmenopausal human females, such as metabolic dysfunction. They got fatter and more insulin resistance. They became more inflamed, and they had a loss of bone density. And also they had lower levels of beneficial gut bacteria. Now, why that's significant is that they postulate that there's something called the gut-bone axis. We've heard of the gut-brain axis. If you had a messed up microbiome, you may suffer from anxiety, depression, even Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease. That's been demonstrated. But there's also a relationship between your microbiome and the health of your bones. So what they found was that when the estrogen-deficient mice were fed CBD peanut butter balls, they showed marked improvement in a variety of areas. They had decreased inflammation. They had better handling of glucose. They burned more energy, so they had a better metabolic rate. And their bone density improved. They didn't administer questionnaires to the mice saying, you know, how do you feel? Are you experiencing hot flashes, etc.? But it's an encouraging, what's called a preclinical study, because this should lead to additional research on the potential benefits of CBD for alleviating the symptoms of estrogen deficiency. The authors of the study say there's much anecdotal evidence of CBD's health benefits for menopausal and postmenopausal women, but our study is the first to investigate some of the claims in an established preclinical model of postmenopause using experimental animals, but next we need to look at people. And while we're talking about CBD, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. It's amazing that this has now hit the markets and available over the counter. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm really excited about a new natural wellness line from CBD, from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. Many of you have tried it. Many of my patients have tried them, and they're getting great results. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus theanine, more on that later when we discuss tea, plus 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract, which lowers cortisol, and relaxing lemon balm. So you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science and with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. We want you to try it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. All right, more on the nutritional front. Lots of people take coenzyme Q10. They do it because it supports the mitochondria. And here's a study published in Pharmacology. That's a journal, which examines the effect of coenzyme Q10 supplementation on fatigue and energy. In both sick subjects, patients with medical conditions, as well as normal healthy individuals. And what they found, and they looked at a bunch of studies here. They say here the temporary fatigue affects up to 45% of the general population and is common in patients with conditions like polio, post-polio syndrome and multiple sclerosis. And so they've done a bunch of studies on the effects of coenzyme Q10 in these conditions, as well as giving it to normal people. And what they found is that all trials examined by researchers showed positive results, consistent among both healthy and fatigue-associated disease subgroups. So for patients with post-Lyme syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, long COVID, it really makes sense to take coenzyme Q10. They also found is that the longer you took it, the better it worked. Dosages are ranged all over the place, with some studies using doses as low as 60 milligrams, other studies 400 and 500 milligrams, but all the studies were in accord with the proposition that coenzyme Q10 could help fatigue and improve energy. Great stuff. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number. Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's Holiday Sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Most Americans are having high expectations for the new year.
Latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 5% of American adults rate 2022 as one of the best years ever. 8% think it was an excellent year, and 24% rate 2022 as a good year. However, 35% of Americans give 2022 a poor rating. The survey of 1,000 adults was conducted on December 22nd, 26th, and 27th. The margin of error was plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden and top administration officials fanning out across the country early in the new year to talk about how the economy is benefiting from his work with Democrats and Republicans. As part of the pitch, Mr. Biden and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will make a rare joint appearance in McConnell's home state of Kentucky on Wednesday to highlight the nearly trillion-dollar infrastructure spending package that lawmakers approved in 2021. A suspect's been arrested in connection with the slayings of the four University of Idaho students and plans to waive his extradition hearing so he can quickly be brought to Idaho to face murder charges. Osco Police Captain Anthony Dollinger says they are working to find more clues about the teaching assistant who worked in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at the Washington State University.
We did execute two search warrants over there in Pullman yesterday, one at his place of residence, at his apartment, and one at an area where he had an office.
Residents of a Northern California community Sunday were ordered to evacuate ahead of imminent flooding and evacuation warnings that were in place elsewhere in rural parts of the region after a powerful storm brought drenching rain or heavy snowfall to much of the state, breaching levees, snarling traffic, and closing major highways. Be sure to check out the latest news and read the most comprehensive analysis at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Major change in alcohol sales in the Middle East.
Dubai has ended its 30% tax on alcohol sales in the sheikdom and made its required liquor license free to obtain. That announcement ends a long-standing source of revenue for the ruling family to apparently further boost tourism in the emirate. It comes apparently from a government decree from the ruling Al Maktoum family. It follows years of loosening regulations over liquor in the sheikdom. Jason Walker reporting.
A provision in the recently signed defense spending bill mandates the United States work to ease Ukraine's debt burden at the International Monetary Fund. But doing that could create tensions at the world's lender of last resort over one of its biggest borrowers. The aim is to force the IMF to reexamine and potentially end its surcharge policy on Ukrainian loans. More at townhall.com. A new year, new laws.
Some of the laws taking effect January 1st affect pay rates. In 23 states, the minimum wage will go higher. 23 cents more in Michigan. $1.50 more for workers in Nebraska, who will now make no less than $9.50 an hour. There are criminal justice changes. Cash bail can no longer be required of people accused of crimes in Illinois. And in California, police can't stop pedestrians for jaywalking unless they're in immediate danger of being struck.
Jackie Quinn reporting. A member of an airline ground crew working at an Alabama airport died in a very freak accident at the facility. Montgomery Regional Airport says the American Airlines Piedmont Airlines employee died in the industrial accident on the tarmac. The airport says in a Twitter post an FAA investigation into the incident is ongoing. More news at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
I really appreciate you tuning in. This weekend, it is the New Year weekend, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and Happy New Year to you and yours. This has just been a wonderful 2022, and I am really looking forward to 2023. Have some big stuff getting ready to explode in 2023. Maybe I'll throw out a little teaser about that a little bit later on. But first, let's jump right in today. I want to talk about the assisted living level of care and what that is, what it can provide, what it does not provide. Then I'm going to talk about some of the things that could get you an unwanted or premature discharge from the assisted living level of care, and then what you can do about that to try to avoid that. And I would try to avoid that at all costs. So this is going to be really helpful information. And then later on, I just want to share with you, I just want to recognize all of our affiliates all around the country, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So we have a great program for you here today. But let's jump in and define what is the assisted living level of care and what it provides. So first of all, the assisted living level of care, this is a social model. It is not a medical model. All right. So, but let me say this. Okay. They provide a tremendous amount of support. They can help you with your activities of daily living. So if you hear that acronym or that abbreviation ADL, and everyone in healthcare throws around all of these acronyms everywhere like you're supposed to know what they're talking about. So I always try to define that if I throw these things out here. So if you're about ADL, that's your activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with bathing, dressing, grooming, and using the toilet. So those are all, you know, these are things that we're just so used to doing. And we didn't need help for decades until all of a sudden, one day, we do need help with these things. So it's kind of easy to take your ability to do these things for granted. But at some point, it's very common for a whole host of reasons to need some help with one or more of those things. So again, it can help you minimally or fully with bathing, dressing, grooming, using the toilet. They all provide what's called a one-person transfer. That means it takes the assistance of one staff person to assist you or help you move from point A to point B. So they can all do that. They can help you manage your incontinence if you have an occasional accident or you have incontinence, but only to a point. And that's one of the big kind of catches with assisted living. They're all different. So some of them will help you a little bit with that. Some will help you a lot. And, oh, by the way, anywhere in between. All right, but they can help you to some extent with your incontinence management. They will all distribute your medications. That's super important to do that. And I'll tell you, it's really easy at any age to forget. If you're on a number of medications, it's kind of easy to screw that up. So super important to get your medications distributed, taken properly, taken on time. They will make all three meals per day. So at this point, you don't need to worry about cooking. And they'll make all of your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they provide snacks and hydration throughout the day. So all of that's taken care of. You can do your laundry or they can do your laundry. Most of the time, they'll do the laundry for you. But I think most of these places, if you want to do your own laundry, you can still do that. A lot of people like to do that. If it's me, I'm like, here's my laundry, right? But they'll do your laundry, make your bed, clean up your apartment, pick up the place, do a little dusting, so a little housekeeping. So all of that's provided. There are many activities available, a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement and quality of life. So that's huge. Doctors, the vast majority of these places, doctors will come to the assisted living community and to see you. So essentially making a house call, save you the trip. They also provide transportation to and from doctor's appointments away from the community if that would be needed. So, you look, there is a lot to like about the assisted living level of care. But the point is they all have their limits, and they may or may not be able to care for your loved one for the rest of their life. So because the assisted living level of care is not, I repeat, not a standardized model, and, you know, if you compare that to long-term care, that's a very standardized model. They all offer about the same thing, although some deliver better than others. It's very standardized. Assisted living is not standardized. Again, as I had mentioned, some will offer a little bit of help in some of these areas. Some will offer a lot of help and anywhere in between. So because it's not a standardized model, many assisted living residents will have to discharge to a higher level of care. And look, you know, I'm not knocking the sales or marketing folks, but sometimes when you go out and you'll take a tour of an assisted living community and you'll hear something to the effect of, hey, well, we're an age-in-place community and your mom will never have to move. We've got her covered. Well, many times, unfortunately, that promise falls into the category of overpromise, underdeliver. All right, so it's just a fact that there are a lot of things that can get you a discharge, and there's just so much conflicting information out in the marketplace that I wanted to review some of these common issues that will result in you, again, receiving a discharge letter from your assisted living community. And so here we go. Let's jump in. Here's the list, again, that would trigger that 30-day discharge from assisted living. So here's, and this isn't in any particular order, okay? I'm just going to go through these. So becoming a two-person transfer. So I had one of my clients, actually this has happened several times. I'm just thinking of one in particular. They went through that whole search and selection process on their own. They found a place. It's a nice place. They moved in. They were excited. Everything went fine for a month or two, and then all of a sudden, they get this letter. You've got 30 days to move. We can know. Here's the phrase. You don't want to hear this one, by the way. Okay, here's the phrase. We can no longer meet the needs of your loved one. That's the generic get out of our building phrase. Okay. So, and that's one that you don't want to hear that. So they called me up because they had heard about Senior Care Consulting, and they know that Senior Care Consulting can objectively help you through that search and selection process. And but they went ahead and they took a shot on their own, and obviously they didn't get it right. And they said, all right, we want to hire Senior Care Consulting to help us, you know, basically start over from scratch so that this time we don't make a mistake and we don't, and that we don't fall into that trap of, you know, you believe everything that you hear and we don't want to move again. So help us get this right and do it right this time. And they said, but, you know, they said they're an age and place and community, you know, and dad can stay here forever, blah, blah, blah. Did they lie to me? And I'm like, nope, I wasn't there. So leave me out of that one. I said, but again, overpromise, underdeliver. And this happens all the time. All right. So that is one of the reasons that you may receive an unwanted discharge from the assisted living level of care. Number two, requiring too much care. So the staffing model at assisted living, it just has its limitations. And the vast majority of assisted living communities, I would say all of them have their limitations. Okay? And if you need, it's just a fact. If you need more care than they can offer, than they can provide, you're out. That's it. It's just really, really cut and dry. All right, and again, you won't know it until you get that dreaded letter saying we can no longer meet your needs. All right, the next one, incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. And again, most places can help you at least minimally with incontinence management, but they could discharge your loved one if the incontinence management needs just become more and more necessary. Maybe it just becomes starts to become a major issue, and the resident can no longer manage that properly, and they're running out of staffing. it's just taking more resources than they have available. So that can also get you a discharge. An unwanted or involuntary discharge from assisted living. And I'll have more coming up next, but first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Help Ukrainian children. Shazam this song.
Christmas at home, tired and beyond.
Why should I run? Christmas never gone. Christmas at home, Shazam this song. Christmas is here, why not a team? Home to be grown, Shazam this song. Peace on your nose, gold at the door. Children at home, Shazam this song.
Scroll down Shazam. Open on YouTube. Follow the link and donate.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations, taxpayers. You paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be grateful every day. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Gratitude changes everything. Think about it. When you're suffering, you're not in a state of gratitude. You cannot hold a state of gratitude and suffering simultaneously. When you're suffering, it's because the focus is on what you do not have. When you're in a state of gratitude, your focus is on what you do have. Suffering is inevitable. To be honest, I don't know if it's possible to walk around in gratitude 24 hours a day, 7 days a week either. But what I do know is this. When you're in a state of gratitude, you will not also be in a state of suffering. My invitation to you today is to be mindful to express as much gratitude as you can. For more on emotional management and gratitude, visit drchristianconti.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is...
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
These do care for residents with dementia and cognitive issues. All of them do. However, not all assisted living communities have a separate and secure part of the building designated to care for residents with cognitive issues such as Alzheimer's, dementia, one of the many forms of dementia, et cetera, et cetera. So if your loved one will need that specific type of care, memory care, in the future, in the place you chose does not have that, then guess what? You may at some point have to move to another place that has that designated memory care neighborhood. And if this all sounds confusing, guess what? That's because it is, right? That's why so many people count on Senior Care Consulting to help them, objectively help them through that search and selection process. We don't let you make a mistake. We just don't let that happen to you, right? So that question of the week, the result of that, where you have to move again, it doesn't happen with Senior Care Consulting. I'm just telling you, right? So that's one of the things that we get paid for. We get paid to help you do this properly. All right, so back to a list of common issues that can trigger an unwanted 30-day discharge notice, again, becoming a two-person transfer. And when I say that, there are exceptions to most of these. So there are some assisted living communities that can offer and do offer a two-person transfer, but the majority of them do not. Okay, so I'm just going through the common issues here. Another one, if you just require too much care, you exceed their threshold, boom, you're out. Incontinence care, is becoming more and more necessary. And again, you exceed their threshold of incontinence management, that's going to do it. And then another one, if you need a low air loss mattress to prevent wound care issues and skin breakdown, that falls very clearly into that category of that medical model category of wound care management, and that's going to do it. You're going to get a letter on that one. If your loved one needs medical care, such as, I just mentioned wound care, but let's add to that, you know, compression wraps for lymphedema, requires a mechanical lift to help move them from point A to point B. If they require tube feeding or IV therapy, catheter management and catheter care, all of those things fall into that medical category, and the majority of assisted living communities, that's not going to work with them, and you're going to get a discharge. Okay, so you have to know about these things and plan for them. All right, another one, if your loved one requires pain management that is more than they can handle. So, you know, I would say for the majority of folks, we're dealing with pain management. It's going to be over-the-counter, you know, Tylenol, ibuprofen, Aleve, et cetera, or maybe a prescription medication for the pain management. But once you start getting into pain patches, pain injections, managing a pain pump, so there's actually some people, it's a chronic and pretty severe issue where there's an implanted pump that's loaded with, it's injected with pain management drugs, medication, and then it just slowly infuses that throughout the day. Okay, so you don't have to get a lot of shots and IVs and all of that. So once you start getting into the more exotic pain management regimen, that could do it. You know, it could be as simple as just needing diabetic management with insulin injections. And again, it's a function of staffing. So let me say this. You could be living in an assisted living apartment, an assisted living community, and if you're able to monitor your own blood glucose levels and then draw up or dial up with one of these pens, they're pretty cool, they're pretty convenient too, dial up the right dose and give yourself the injection and demonstrate that you can clearly do this, you understand, and you've got that handled, you can live in an assisted living community. But the problem is, or the challenge is, if you can no longer do that, and you have to rely on staff to do that, that's when you get in trouble. And there are many, many, many assisted living communities that are not properly staffed to be able to manage that or guarantee that they can handle that 24 hours a day. So a lot of them, they may have an LPN or an RN during, you know, the first shift, maybe even the second shift. Many of them do not have an LPN over the third shift. Nursing is available, but they're not on site in many of these places. And then that's not going to work, because what if your blood sugar goes out of the normal range in the middle of the night? Well, somebody has to be able to come and give you injection, an insulin injection. And it's just, again, it's a function of staffing. All right, another one, needing help eating your food or needing a specialized diet, such as a pureed diet or a mechanical soft diet. You may need thickened liquids because, you know, maybe you're recovering from a stroke, or maybe you have just a swallowing issue and you have to have thickened liquids. I will say this, that over the past maybe 6 to 8 years, a lot of assisted living communities, they can help with some of these things, and they've expanded their diet to add pureed or thickened liquids and some of these things, mechanical soft, et cetera, but many of them do not, and they cannot offer a specialized diet, and that could get you in trouble and get you discharged. All right, so all assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive impairment. I talked about this in the question of the week. And they'll say, oh, yeah, we offer memory care, even if they don't have that segregated or that separate memory care neighborhood. And again, all of them care for residents with memory issues. All right, but if that memory issue exceeds their limits, you're going to be asked to move. So if your loved one is doing well, I mean, everything's fine. But if they decline to the point where they're wandering or they're kind of a flight risk, the industry calls that an elopement risk. Most assisted living facilities, they'll have a wander guard system to help manage that. Okay, but the bottom line is, if you're trying to hit the door, you know, about 10 or 20 or 30 times a day, even with the wander guard system, that's not going to work, and you are going to get a letter saying, hey, we can no longer meet the needs of your loved one, and you're going to have to move. All right, so again, if this is getting your attention, it should. It's meant to, because I'm going to go through a few more of these examples, and then I will share with you how to avoid this whole situation.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Congratulations, taxpayers. You paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, just go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And Happy New Year to you and yours. What a great time of year. All right, so we're talking about the assisted living level of care. I already reviewed what it is, what it provides, what it doesn't provide. And then I'm reviewing a list of the most common reasons that you may get an unwanted discharge, involuntary discharge from your assisted living community. And another one is if the assisted living community has a memory care neighborhood, your loved one can be transferred to that area of the building, and that usually takes care of the issue, and that'll get you a much longer stay, again, at that assisted living level of care. But you have to remember, and this is a huge misunderstanding out in the marketplace, and frankly, I think a lot of people use some of these terms inaccurately and inappropriately. Frankly, I think some people use them intentionally, misuse these terms, okay? So I think the majority are not. I just think they just don't think like I do. Just remember this. The assisted living, that term is a level of care. That means that the assisted living level of care is driven or guided by a licensure. And to obtain that licensure, you have to understand what you can provide and what you may not provide. Okay, so that dictates what you can do. So that licensure is how I define that level of care, assisted living. You'll hear the term memory care thrown around like that's a level of care. Memory care is not a level of care. Memory care is a type of care. So at that assisted living level of care, you could have general care, just general everyday care. And you could also have memory care. So memory care is a special type of care for cognitively impaired residents who need help with their bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medications dispensed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense? Okay. And I can see all kinds of people. I can feel you nodding your head up. Yep, yep, that does make sense. All right, so that's that. Here's another one. This one's huge. If you run out of money, you will get discharged. That's it. At most assisted living communities are private pay only. Now, some of them will work with the Medicaid program. The vast majority of them do not, and they are private pay only. And even if you've lived there for years and years and years, I mean, I have clients that have called me saying, my grandmother she's lived at this place for, you know, years and years. She spent over $300,000, and we just got discharged because grandma's out of money. And they didn't tell me about that. They didn't warn me about that. So all the money's gone, and they kick grandma out. This happens all the time. It's just not discussed. But it happens all the time. That's why I'm trying to help you avoid these things here by exposing them. If your loved one is falling too much, that could do it. Because, again, they don't have enough staff to be sitting there one-on-one with your loved one making sure that they don't fall. Now, I'm not going to unpack this one today, but if you ever are asked to sign what's called a negotiated risk agreement, don't do it. Do not ever sign a negotiated risk agreement. And maybe on another program, I will unpack that and tell you exactly what it is. But you'll thank me for that. Don't sign a negotiated risk agreement if your loved one's falling too much, because you just took them off the hook for any liability. Don't do that. All right. If your loved one has any negative, and I'm putting my air quotes up, behaviors, they will be discharged. Okay, so it could be anything like too much wandering. And remember, wandering. So, look, the person is not trying to cause problems, but they have dementia, and they're looking outside, and they're like, wow, what's going on out there? And they walk outside. They're not trying to cause problems, okay, but they just want to go out and kind of check it out. They're curious. They walk outside. It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. They walk outside into the middle of traffic, and they don't understand these things are bad things. So to keep that person safe, you're going to need one of those secured, dedicated memory care units or memory care neighborhoods. They have codes on the doors just designed to keep a person safe, and it just basically eliminates the opportunity for them to just walk out the door and unintentionally put themselves in harm's way. Wandering could also be just wandering in and out and through other residents' rooms, okay? Exit seeking is a higher level of flight risk or elopement risk. Again, someone with dementia, they're looking around. They're like, you know, this is a pretty nice place, but it's not where I live. I'm going home. Boom. And they're trying to get out. I've heard all the stories. There is a local community here. This has been a few years ago, and I have no clue how this guy did it, but he uninstalled the window from the inside. I have no clue how you do that, but he did it. Now, fortunately, and he just crawled out the window. Now, fortunately, that was on the ground floor, and he just had to step out, you know, a couple of feet to the ground. That could have been catastrophic if it was on the second or third floor. The negative behaviors could be foul language or inappropriate language with the opposite sex. Just can't have it. It could be inappropriate sexual advances. Can't have it. It's not the person, it's the disease, but you just can't have it. You have to protect that other person, okay? It could be aggressive or combative behavior. That's most places are not going to be able to handle that. You're going to have to go to a very specialized place to offer care with those issues. It could be, you know, psychotic issues, seeing things that are not there, talking to people who are not there, just very disruptive and disturbing behavior to others. Okay, so all of those things could get you a quick ticket and to a discharge letter and basically get you kicked out of the place. All right. So what can you do to help extend your stay and maximize your stay at your chosen assisted living community? Well, ask the right questions about their limitations and understand what you're getting into and how much care they can actually provide. Okay, so you have to ask the right questions. Number two, if your loved one has memory-related issues, make sure you choose a place that provides memory care offering. Look, and if they say, oh, yeah, we care for all kinds of people with dementia. Well, I've already talked about that. They all do that. Make sure you choose a place that provides a memory care neighborhood, a part of the building designated for caring for individuals with cognitive issues. They've got the codes on the door, all that. Make sure they have that available. That will extend your stay. Number three, choose an assisted living community that is connected to long-term care. So if your loved one declines, maybe they need some of those medical issues taken care of. Maybe they declined to a two-person transfer. Maybe they need wound care. Maybe they can no longer handle their diabetic management with insulin injections and need someone to do that for them. If you have these issues, again, the vast majority of assisted living communities, you're going to be discharged. But if you're connected to long-term care, you can just very easily transition down the hall to another part of the building, or maybe across the lawn, across the parking lot to another building if it's a campus type of an arrangement. But just all you have to do is just transition to long-term care. You don't even have to change your address. You're still within the same organization. That'll take care of that. And then understand the finances of it all and do the math and calculate how long your loved one can afford to pay privately. Then ask yourself the question, are you willing to move them again one more time at the time that they run out of money? If the answer is no, then you need to choose a place that's connected to long-term care, and that long-term care level of care is also Medicaid certified. And then that way you're planning for their needs for the long term. And again, if all of that sounds confusing and complicated, that's because it is. That's exactly why I created my firm, Senior Care Consulting, because we know all of this forwards and backwards, inside and out. We will roll out the red carpet for you and your family. We will help you make the best decision possible. If this is resonating with you, give us a call at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Don't go away. I have a whole lot more coming up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Scroll down Shazam. Open on YouTube. Follow the link and donate.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Cool, portable, and a brand new gaming experience. At first glance, the WoW Cube entertainment system might remind you of a Rubik's Cube, but imagine that there are animated screens on each side, and you can control the games on WoW Cube by twisting, tilting, and shaking the gadget. Cubios is the company that makes WoW Cube, and we asked Alex Valinsky, spokesperson and professor of mechanical engineering at the University of South Florida, what is the WoW Cube?
Think about it this way. You have 8 laptops, and each laptop is controlling 3 LCD displays. So you have 24 displays on 8 laptops. That's exactly what WoW Cube is. And there is one operating system that runs on all of those 8 laptops. That's really amazing.
It really is amazing. Pre-orders are now open. Check it out at wowcube.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations taxpayers, you paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so here we are on a New Year weekend, and just wanted to kind of have some fun and just recognize all of our affiliates. So let me say this. It's been my dream for a really long time to have this program air nationally. All right, so become nationally syndicated. And fortunately, this past summer, able to get that done. And instead of being heard only in the Kansas City area, which is it's a huge reach that that the flagship station here, KMBZ, it's an Odyssey station, huge reach. I mean, big time. Okay, and this is our flagship station. But I always thought, man, this information, it's too good, it's too valuable. There are literally tens of millions of people who could benefit from this information. I've got to get a bigger footprint. Now, obviously, the podcasts go out, and you can listen to a podcast anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, okay? The show does stream online. Again, you can listen. You can stream the program anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, but there's something about being on your local radio station that's just a really big deal. So I just wanted to let you know all of the different states. I won't go through all of the different stations, but all of the states that you can now hear Senior Care Live on a local radio station. And again, I just think that's a really big deal. So just want to give a shout out to our friends in Alabama. So we're heard on several stations there. Arkansas, we'll just go alphabetical order here. We're heard out in Arizona. Hello, Phoenix. Right? We're heard in Florida, and I think we're going to be expanding quite a bit in the Florida area. I'm excited about that. We're heard in Georgia, in multiple markets in Georgia. Excited about that. Idaho, which reaches over into Spokane, Washington. In Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, and that has a reach clear up into the Washington, D.C. area. The reason I know that is because I've been contacted by listeners living in Washington, D.C. Pretty cool. That means that I may be able to rattle the chain and get the attention of some politicians. So I'm going to have to keep that one in mind. I've always said, hey, look, if I could sit down with the congressional representative for 10 minutes, I could change their mind on, you know, A, B, and C. So maybe I'll keep that in mind for some future broadcasts. So we've got that covered. Michigan. Hello, Michigan. And then, of course, over in Missouri. So we're covered. So the flagship station here again in the Kansas City area, that goes well into Missouri, but we also cover the St. Louis market in Springfield, Missouri. Pretty cool. Tupelo, Mississippi. Hello, Mississippi. We have Montana. We have New Hampshire. We're heard in New Mexico. We're heard in Cleveland and Akron and Canton, Ohio. We're heard in Portland, Oregon. We're heard in Pennsylvania, South Dakota. Hello, Jackson, Tennessee. We're heard in Texas, Utah, several markets in Utah. And then a couple of brand new additions here recently in Hays, Kansas, out in KWKN 95.3 FM in Waukini. That reaches over into the Hays, Kansas area. The reason I love that is because, really long story, but my dad took a transfer with his job, and we ended up moving to and living in Hays, Kansas. And we just had an awesome time. I actually graduated from Hays High many years ago. I won't tell you how many. But anyway, if you're listening in Hays, I'm a graduate of Hays High, 19. Well, can I say that? Okay, this is going to date me. Anyway, in the 1900s. How about that? So hello, Hays, Kansas. Go Hays High Indians. How about that? Right? And then we just recently added El Paso, Texas as another large station down in Texas. So that's just so awesome. And again, just so much fun just sharing that with you. And I'll tell you what, I have a lot of ideas for 2023, and it's my hope and my wish that we go from 50 radio stations, which is one heck of a start to national syndication. My goal is to eclipse 100 by this time next year. What do you think? You think we can do it? And I'm thinking we can do it. I'm going to be working hard to make that happen. And then as far as I threw out a little bit of a teaser, I will have some time in the month of January, probably later January, maybe the first week of February for sure, I will have a major, major, major announcement regarding my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I cannot wait to tell you what I've been working on and what's going on with that business. Stay tuned. It takes my breath away. I'm so excited about it. I cannot wait to share that with you. And let me say this, okay, we're getting organized in this area as well. If you work for a business that supports and helps seniors or their caregivers, okay, maybe you're a business owner or maybe you are an official in the company and you're interested in being on the program, maybe advertising on the program, I would invite you to just reach out and let's talk about that, okay? So we are wide open for that. We're just, like I said, there's just this huge expansion getting ready to happen. And on the radio side of things, it's already happening. I went from one station to 50 overnight, and I think we'll be well over 100. We'll add more states along the way, and I just could not be more excited about that. All right, and then, again, New Year's weekend, and I hope that you're again, with your friends and your family, and you can have a toast and lift a glass of maybe non-alcoholic, sparkling, bubbly stuff. or we're going to lift a glass of some that has maybe a little alcohol in it, right? My wife and I have this tradition. I bought these a long time ago, some Waterford Crystal Champagne Flutes, and it's their celebration series, and they clank and they go ding, right? I mean, they're really nice champagne flutes, and we use those to toast every anniversary, every time. And we also then turn around, our anniversary's in October. So then we turn around on New Year's Eve, and we get our favorite champagne, and we cling, we do it again, and we toast, and we ring in the new year. So be safe out there. Don't make any bad moves out there. If you need some help, call a friend, call a taxi, call an Uber, do whatever you have to do, or just stay home. But I wish you in yours the most wonderful new year and best of luck in 2023. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, next year, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Blood among the revelers.
In New York, three police officers have been wounded by a person with a machete. Suspect was then shot and wounded by officers and is now in custody. And in Portland, Oregon, a 32-year-old woman has been arrested after pushing a 3-year-old child onto subway tracks. That in a horrifying incident captured on video. The little girl was quickly rescued and suffered minor injuries. Jason Walker reporting.
In another incident, a New Year's Eve party was marred by a mass shooting in Mobile, Alabama. One person dead, at least 9 more wounded. President Biden has trust issues with his Secret Service agents, calling them MAGA sympathizers.
President Joe Biden has had a difficult time learning to trust his Secret Service agents to support former President Trump, or as Mr. Biden called them, MAGA sympathizers. According to a new book titled The Fight of His Life, Inside Joe Biden's White House, author Chris Whipple reported that Biden once thought a Secret Service agent lied about being bitten by then first dog Major, despite emails saying that the dog bit agents 8 days in a row. Mr. Biden insisted that the agency is, quote, full of white ex-cops from the South who tend to be deeply conservative, adding that the president wasn't taking any chances having them around. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The tourism minister of Israel's new hardline government, promising to invest in the West Bank, calling the occupied area our local Tuscany. Chaim Katz made the comment days after the new government took office. In Colombia and Venezuela, opening a key bridge linking the countries that had been closed for almost 7 years amid political tensions, launching a new era of improved relations under Colombia's new leftist president. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The General Assembly has asked the UN's highest judicial body to give its opinion on the legality of Israeli policies in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Norman Hall has more in this report.
The Assembly voted by a wide margin, but with over 50 countries abstaining, to send one of the world's longest-running and thorniest disputes to the International Court of Justice. While the court's rulings are not binding, they influence international opinion. Israel captured the West Bank and East Jerusalem and Gaza Strip in the 1967 Mideast War. The Palestinians seek all three areas for an independent state. Israel considers the West Bank to be disputed territory and has built dozens of settlements that are now home to roughly 500,000 Jewish settlers. It also has annexed East Jerusalem and considers the entire city to be its capital. I'm Norman Hall.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Progressives today take the Founding Fathers to task because they say they did not abolish slavery right from the start of their quest for independence from England. Constitutional scholar Dr. Cranemeyer disagrees.
It seems like what the great sin of the founders was, they actually stood up and they said something true. They said something right. They set some goals for America, this idea of human equality. That is a self-evident truth. Every human being does, in fact, have a natural, unalienable, God-given right to their own person, to their own liberty, their own life, their own pursuit of happiness.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network recently, Cranewitter says the U.S. got rid of the ugly institution of slavery faster than any other country, less than 100 years. Compare that to 700 for England, 1,500 for France, and thousands of years for Africa. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program that highlights the best of natural medicine, the best of high-tech medicine. Put those together, we call it Intelligent Medicine. You can be part of the show by calling 877-726-8255. We're here and awaiting your calls, and you can come directly into the doctor's office, pose any question that you like. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk in a moment about multivitamins. Paraphrasing Rodney Dangerfield, they don't get no respect. And we're also going to talk about some new amazing findings on omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, and we'll talk about the benefits of tea. An entire issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition devoted to the benefits of green and black tea. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's get going on the subject of multivitamins, because multivitamins have been maligned as of late. A couple of months ago, I wrote one of my newsletter articles on that subject. The title of that newsletter article was, "They Say Multivitamins Are a Waste of Money." Really? Turns out that multivitamins, which contain most of the essential vitamins and minerals at doses that provide greater than 100% of the RDA, are the most commonly used dietary supplements in the U.S. Approximately one-third of U.S. adults take one or another formulation, but there's been a major media blitz and medical journal blitz against the use of supplements, in particular targeting multivitamins. Here's a sample of some of the headlines. Study finds says, quote, multivitamins are a waste of money for most people. The Sydney Morning Herald says multivitamins continue to disappoint. And in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's an op-ed entitled Multivitamins and Supplements, Benign Prevention or Potentially Harmful Distraction? And what they're saying here basically is that gullible people will take multivitamins as a bulwark against all kinds of misfortune, superstitiously, without any basis in real science, while at the same time engaging in unhealthy diet and lifestyle practices. And what they're saying here is this is a distraction. People should be intently focused on diet and exercise, but really this is a shibboleth that I've been battling for my entire career. A shibboleth is a mistaken narrative. Because the overwhelming majority of my patients and listeners take multivitamins not as a substitute for, but rather as an accoutrement of a concerted effort to eat healthy and maximize physical fitness. Many of you out there, you're listening to this program, you want to find out about the latest vitamins and supplements, but you're not ignoring exercise. You're not smoking, drinking to excess, taking prescription painkillers instead of looking for natural alternatives. So this is just a wrong narrative. But one of the studies that was lately cited as calling into question the efficacy of multivitamins was something called the COSMOS trial. And in that trial, it was found that cocoflavanol supplements curb cardiovascular deaths by 27%. That's pretty exciting. But they also studied the use of multivitamins, and vitamins didn't fare as well. They kind of struck out. And so what we're saying here is that based on the study, we can conclude that multivitamins are a waste of time, that people are being deluded. That's what a lot of these headlines are talking about. But if you take a closer look at the study, the research was sponsored in part by Pfizer Consumer Care, who supplied the Centrum Silver used as a multi. And I'm not particularly a fan of this lightweight multi. The ingredients, many of which are inferior quality, synthetic vitamin E instead of mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, beta carotene instead of mixed carotenoids, folic acid instead of folate, and so on. And at doses that are really paltry, for example, there was just 60 milligrams of vitamin C in there, tiny amounts of zinc and other critical nutrients, and a lot of synthetic ingredients thrown in, poorly absorbed magnesium oxide, the cheapest, least bioavailable form of magnesium. And so I pushed back on that COSMOS study, saying, you know, how is it possible to indict multivitamins as a category based on a study using a paltry dose of the nutrients that we need? But here's the interesting part, because sometimes they take studies and it takes a while for them to analyze the data, and then they publish subsequent studies. And this reevaluation of the COSMOS study really blows my mind, because while multivitamins didn't significantly reduce cardiovascular death, didn't reduce cardiovascular disease in this study, a new finding is that as part of the COSMOS study, even with a paltry, poor quality multivitamin, Centrum, headline here is daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Wow. Okay. What they found is that the use of daily multivitamin mineral supplementation resulted in statistically significant cognitive improvement, even over the relatively short period of time of the study. The researchers estimated that 3 years of multivitamin supplementation roughly translated to a 60% slowing of cognitive decline. That's about a 1.8-year advantage in terms of progressive cognitive decline that normally occurs with aging. So you can set back the cognitive decline clock by 1.8 years merely by taking a Centrum. Imagine what you'd get by taking a truly potent multivitamin with good quality ingredients and significant doses. Turns out the benefits were relatively more pronounced in participants with significant cardiovascular disease, which is good news because those are the very individuals who are already at increased risk for cognitive impairment and decline. If you've got diabetes, you've got a bad heart, metabolic syndrome, a high cholesterol to HDL ratio, you're at risk for more rapid cognitive decline. And the multivitamins seem to work even better, producing more dramatic results in those individuals who are already at risk of cognitive decline. And I discussed this issue recently in a podcast, just came out, with Dr. Alan Gavy. Dr. Alan Gavy is an authority on vitamins and supplements. He's been talking about them for 40 years. He's the author of a magnificent textbook of nutritional medicine, recently updated. And his op-ed in the Townsend Journal mirrors mine. It's entitled, "They're Telling Us That Nutritional Supplements Are a Waste of Money." Well, he says, au contraire. And he criticizes the media for uncritically parroting the results of some of these studies and accepting the anti-supplement bias that occurs in many medical journals. He says, quote, "The fact that so many media outlets came up with an almost identical misleading headline makes one think that reporters were just lazily and without any analysis of their own repeating a statement from a press release. It's easy. You, medical journal issues a press release. You rearrange a couple of paragraphs, change a couple of prepositions, and you got an instant article that can appear in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, that makes for easy fodder on TV, convincing people that they're idiots taking vitamins and supplements. So, new study. Daily multivitamin may improve cognition and possibly protect against cognitive decline. Dramatic results with a mere Centrum. Imagine what you can achieve with more balanced supplementation using quality ingredients at doses that are truly meaningful. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's holiday sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We've got a call from Harold in the Bronx, New York. How you doing, Harold?
Yes, home of the great New York Yankees.
Right, and also home of my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I actually went to med school up in the Bronx.
Yes,
the Bronx is pretty cool.
Help me out, Dr. Hoffman. I was really surprised, super surprised, when you interviewed Alan, Dr. Gabby, who certainly has a tremendous reputation in the field of integrative medicine, when he kind of indicated that he was for a relatively low dosage of vitamin D and indicated its dangers. I did a search of PubMed, and I've seen like literally hundreds of studies which indicated the utility of vitamin D, at least have 4,000 or 5,000 a day, a blood level. And you were very kind and gentle. You did give a little pushback. I know even in your immune reset, you indicate the importance of vitamin D. So how does one reconcile that? Because he certainly is, you know, in favor of nutrients and an expert in the area.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Harold. And there was a little of a point-counterpoint in my recent podcast, because on the one hand, Dr. Gaby is urging, he's a big fan of vitamin D, but he's urging conservatism about vitamin D dosing. He's saying that maybe people should be wary of you know, high doses like 5 or 10,000 international units per day. And on the other hand, recently I interviewed Dr. William Grant, and that's a podcast that will probably post next week, who's a big advocate of vitamin D. Not just for bones, but for a wide variety of problems, for cardiovascular prevention, for diabetes, for hypertension, for mood disorders and depression, for immunity, you know, in particular respiratory infections, and specifically for COVID. And on and on it goes, autoimmunity too. And so the answer to your question, you know, what's the maximum amount of vitamin D you should take? My opinion is that it depends. The average healthy person might get away with 1,000 or 2,000 international units. I take 2,000 international units of vitamin D, except when I'm sick, and then I, you know, slam vitamin D, take higher doses for a while. In the summer, I might take less. In the winter, I might take more, because in the summer, I get a ton of sunlight, unless I manage to get away to southern hemisphere. And so it depends. And what I think we need to do is we need to individualize it. We need to individualize based on a person's condition. Perhaps people with autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, they may require higher doses of vitamin D because it's purpose-driven. It's to suppress their over-exuberant autoimmune response. And vitamin D can tamp that down and regulate it. Similarly, people who have a great deal of inflammation may require more vitamin D. And then there's the genetic capacity to absorb and utilize vitamin D, which varies all over the map. And we talk about this in our podcast with Dr. Grant. So if you're an avid Intelligent Medicine podcast listener, we urge all our listeners to subscribe. But you're hearing Dr. William Grant with a decidedly different opinion on the utility of vitamin D at relatively high doses. And with a high margin for safety, look, in nutrition, there's always going to be controversy. But at one extreme are the people saying vitamins and supplements are worthless. And at the other are people saying that mega dosing is a panacea for all manner of illness. And the truth lies somewhere in between. So, you know, for you, I don't know much about your health, but I would, you know, find out about your levels. I think testing for levels is important. I would shoot for a level of 50 or 60, you know, perhaps individuals with cancer. We can go a little higher because we know that vitamin D has cancer suppressive effects. That's how we handle that question. I mean, it's an excellent point that you make.
It seems that most integrative MDs recommend at least 50 to 100 blood level. And I've been taking like 8,000, and then I had to test it, and that gets my blood level to around 55, 60.
Well, there you have it. You know, what we're seeing is that your blood levels are taking fairly high levels of vitamin D are equivalent to what, you know, a normal younger person might get if they spend a fair amount of time on the beach in Southern California. And so those are not unsafe levels, and that suggests that the dosage for you is, you know, Goldilocks principle. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. So that sounds good. Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hyperbole is the worst, most awful form of language ever, and I really can't stand it.
This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hyperbole is an obvious and intentional exaggeration. For example, I had to wait in line forever yesterday. I will never speak to you again if you go there. I can't stand it when people fill in the blank. Most people use hyperbole in their normal speech, and oftentimes it's innocent enough, or is it? The more we fill our minds with exaggerations, the more likely we are to feel exaggerated emotional responses. In other words, if I say I can't stand something when I actually can, I'm firing myself up more than I actually probably need to. So be mindful of the hyperbole you use. Or, as I tend to say, be mindful of your speech because, well, you're listening. For more on how awful hyperbole is, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
South Florida, what is the WOW Cube?
Think about it this way. You have eight laptops, and each laptop is controlling three LCD displays. So you have 24 displays on eight laptops. That's exactly what WOW Cube is. And there is one operating system that runs on all of those eight laptops. That's really amazing.
It really is amazing. Pre-orders are now open. Check it out at wowcube.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. More of your calls coming up, 877-726-8255. And let me give you an update on our Save Our Supplements campaign, because there is a concerted effort, a disinformation campaign about the safety of supplements, about their efficacy, and it's designed to provide cover for efforts to further regulate the supplement industry. Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements, and it's truly an all-hands-on-deck moment. And I've told you to go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, drhoffman.com/ANH, to learn how you can take action and let your legislators, your congressmen and women, know about this encroachment and how you feel about it. And I'm going to give you an update that is very positive, because it's been on again, off again for supplement regulation. And it literally changes from week to week, the likelihood of this restrictive legislation passing. And there's an ebb and flow. There's a lot of fighting on the floors of Congress about this language. It's called MPL, Mandatory Product Listing. And the headline here from Nutrient Ingredients, which is a publication that monitors the nutrition industry, MPL language appears destined to be stripped from final FDA fees bill. So there's a little bit of a subterfuge here. FDA has to be funded every year via a congressional vote. And if it doesn't, and the deadline is September 30th, then literally thousands of FDA employees will be furloughed or laid off because there's no appropriations to pay them. So this bill has to pass. But what they want to do is they want to tack on all kinds of extraneous stuff, like mandatory product listing restrictions for the supplement industry, onto this bill, which is going to have to pass. I mean, it would be disaster if it didn't pass. And Congress is unanimous on the need to pass it, just a question of whether to tack on a bunch of added garbage. And so there are stalwarts like Dick Durbin, who never met a supplement that he liked, who is urging his colleagues to keep the MPL language tacked onto the bill. But there's a lot of pushback from members of his own party and from Republicans, and it looks like the mandatory product listing language won't be included in the final FDA fees reauthorization bill now making its way through Congress. Whew. Okay, well, that's good news, but the bad news is that it's not entirely dead. And even if they pass this appropriation for the FDA, they're going to resurrect this. It's kind of like a zombie. You know, you can shoot it, you can stab it, you can cleave its head in two with an axe, but they just keep on coming with these efforts to regulate the supplement industry. It's been a theme for as long as I can remember. And so we have to remain vigilant. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH for the latest update. And haven't already, let your congressmen and women know that you are an avid supporter of nutritional supplements, and they don't want restrictions imposed upon your choices. But, this is a critical moment, and we need your support. But the good news is that your voices have been heard. And a lot of congresspeople are saying, this is not a hill to die on. I'm not going to pass legislation that's going to make a certain percentage of my constituents hate me and not vote for me. Especially with the upcoming midterm elections. So good stuff is happening on the Capitol. 877-726-8255, a number. That number available to you 24/7, so avail yourself of it, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Thanks for taking my call and question. As one who suffers from gingivitis and receding gums, I would like to know the latest breakthrough on curing gingivitis, because the traditional dentists say it can't be done. I've seen YouTube ads that make incredible claims about it being completely curable. And I wondered if you could comment or address this issue of gingivitis and receding gums. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you know, great question. And it's of particular importance because we now know that gingivitis and periodontal disease has now surpassed dental caries as the major cause of tooth loss. But there's even more implications of this because it's now been found that periodontal disease is associated with cognitive decline. The concern is that the bacteria that circulate from your gums may create inflammation in the brain and cause problems there. There's also concern about the relationship between periodontal disease and cardiovascular problems. And I'll share with you some of the latest research. People who receive periodontal care have better outcomes after heart attack, study finds. Statistically, there are 800,000 myocardial infarctions in the United States annually. Those with periodontal disease are at increased risk for heart attacks. So, new study in JADA, Journal of the American Dental Association, found that there was a difference in the severity of heart attacks. I mean, people still got heart attacks, but they had the shortest length of stay in the hospital when they had better periodontal maintenance. The longest length of stay was experienced by the no dental care group. So, okay, so let's hear it for periodontal care administered by dentists. You know, they clean your teeth, they urge you to floss. They sometimes do periodontal surgery to cut away dead tissue and soap your gums. So that's all good. There are also dental antiseptics that they use to kill the bacteria. I'm not a big fan of these chemicalized treatments. There's also low-dose minocycline, which is an antibiotic, and it kills some of the bugs, but it's also anti-inflammatory. And so that's one of the treatments that they use for periodontal disease. And I'm not inalterably opposed to it. You know, I'm not a big fan of antibiotics, but low-dose tetracycline or minocycline can be helpful. What's also promising is, you know, just to look at your overall nutrition. I mean, if you're diabetic, you have high blood sugar, if you have a poor quality diet, if you're not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, you're at higher risk. And also, because scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C, is associated with gum recession and bleeding, there's really good reason to take additional vitamin C. So you can up your vitamin C to maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C 3 or 4 times per day. It helps to take it in divided doses rather than in all in one big wallop. And finally, there are topical applications. You can use spry gum or spry lozenges, which contain xylitol, which inhibit the proliferation of bacteria in your mouth in a natural way, not in a, you know, harsh chemical way. And studies have shown that that can be helpful against periodontal disease. So check out those products at xlear.com. Clear is the way it's pronounced, but it's spelled xlear.com. They have a spry dental defense system with rinses and lozenges and gum. And finally, there's some pretty persuasive information that drinking tea or swishing tea around in your mouth, whether it's green tea or even black tea, has beneficial effects on the gum. So that's something that I would encourage you to do. When it comes to these products on the internet, you know, for any condition that is tough to treat, there's always claims. And you know, I know what particular you're talking about, but some of these products are bogus. And some of them may actually be based in some real substantive science, that there is, that there are natural things like propolis, for example, that may have antibacterial effects and may help the gums. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. That number, by the way, available to you 24-7, 365. And if a question occurs to you on a Wednesday night when you're not in the air, you can call that number and record a question. All right. Here's a study that I promised to tell you about on omega-3s, but it's a special formula where omega-3s are combined with certain carotenoids, specifically lutein and zeaxanthin, and some vitamin E. They created a formula containing omega-3s, carotenoids, and vitamin E. And they published a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And what they found is that a combination that included 500 milligrams of DHA, 150 milligrams of EPA, that's not that much. You can easily get that into one capsule. 10 milligrams each of lutein and mesozeaxanthin, and 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, and just 15 milligrams of vitamin E, the control arm received an equivalent placebo or inactive pill. And what they found was that there was improvements on almost all measures in the group that took the combination product. In terms of the memory measure, the differences were striking. In the control group, none improved their memory scores. A few remained unchanged, while most declined. In the active group, about 19% improved their memory scores. More than 70% held the line. And remember, these were patients who already had been diagnosed with early Alzheimer's disease, mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. So the conclusion is dietary intervention with a combination of carotenoids, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin E can improve mild to moderate stage Alzheimer's disease. And this suggests a positive impact on symptoms and patient outcomes, better performance in objective measures of severity, as well as performing better in areas related to memory and mood. So very cool study. And with modest supplementation, we're not talking about, you know, mega dosing of omega-3s. Imagine if they'd use truly significant amounts of the nutrients in question. 877-726-8255. Remember, this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Drivers, stop me if this sounds familiar. There's nothing more frustrating than not being able to find a parking spot. And if you're having trouble finding monthly parking, why not check out Where I Park? It's a website connecting you with businesses and individuals that have excess and empty parking spots. Jeremy Zucker is co-founder of Where I Park.
So Where I Park is a marketplace for monthly parking. And what we do is we work with real estate owners and managers across North America, and we take their excess parking capacity, and then we make it available through our platform to consumers who need monthly parking. So that could be individuals, fleets, companies who have a need for monthly parking. And through our platform, we make it really easy to find, book, and mostly save money on your monthly parking. And we're available across North America.
Check it out at whereipark.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255 this hour and next. Let's take a look at a study that examines the effects of CBD, cannabidiol, on menopausal symptoms. Things that we now used to manage menopause symptoms include things like red clover, dong quai, black cohosh, evening primrose, or borage oil. But what about CBD? So they did a study in Frontiers in Pharmacology with mice, and they gave them a steady diet of either CBD-laced peanut butter balls. It's kind of like Reese's Pieces for mice. They go crazy over it. And half the mice were fed balls containing CBD. And these were mice who were over-rectomized, which means that they had hysterectomies. And so they mimicked the symptoms of human menopause. Turns out the untreated estrogen-deficient mice developed symptoms that resembled those of postmenopausal human females, such as metabolic dysfunction. They got fatter and more insulin resistance. They became more inflamed, and they had a loss of bone density. And also they had lower levels of beneficial gut bacteria. Now, why that's significant is that they postulate that there is something called the gut-bone axis. We've heard of the gut-brain axis. If you had a messed up microbiome, you may suffer from anxiety, depression, even Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease. That's been demonstrated. But there's also a relationship between your microbiome and the health of your bones. So what they found was that when the estrogen-deficient mice were fed CBD peanut butter balls, they showed marked improvement in a variety of areas. They had decreased inflammation. They had better handling of glucose. They burned more energy, so they had a better metabolic rate. And their bone density improved. They didn't administer questionnaires to the mice saying, you know, how do you feel? Are you experiencing hot flashes, etc.? But it's an encouraging, what's called a preclinical study, because this should lead to additional research on the potential benefits of CBD for alleviating the symptoms of estrogen deficiency. The authors of the study say there's much anecdotal evidence of CBD's health benefits for menopausal and postmenopausal women, but our study is the first to investigate some of the claims in an established preclinical model of postmenopause using experimental animals, but next we need to look at people. And while we're talking about CBD, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. It's amazing that this has now hit the market and available over the counter. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm really excited about a new natural wellness line from CBD, from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. Many of you have tried it. Many of my patients have tried them, and they're getting great results. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus theanine, more on that later when we discuss tea, plus 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract, which lowers cortisol, and relaxing lemon balm. So you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science and with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. We want you to try it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. All right, more on the nutritional front. Lots of people take coenzyme Q10. They do it because it supports the mitochondria. And here's a study published in Pharmacology, that's a journal, which examines the effect of coenzyme Q10 supplementation on fatigue and energy. In both sick subjects, patients with medical conditions, as well as normal healthy individuals. And what they found, and they looked at a bunch of studies here, they say here the temporary fatigue affects up to 45% of the general population and is common in patients with conditions like polio, post-polio syndrome and multiple sclerosis. And so they've done a bunch of studies on the effects of coenzyme Q10 in these conditions as well as giving it to normal people. And what they found is that all trials examined by researchers showed positive results, consistent among both healthy and fatigue-associated disease subgroups. So for patients with post-Lyme syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, long COVID, it really makes sense to take coenzyme Q10. What they also found is that the longer you took it, the better it worked. Dosages are ranged all over the place, with some studies using doses as low as 60 milligrams, other studies 400 and 500 milligrams, but all the studies were in accord with the proposition that coenzyme Q10 could help fatigue and improve energy. Great stuff. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.
Oh.
Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's Holiday Sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. It might be a new year, but there's still the same old problems at the southern U.S. border. Former acting director of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says even with Title 42 still in place, the U.S. is and will continue to be on the losing end of the border crisis under current Biden administration policies.
So we have some areas along the southwest border where 80 to 90% of border patrol agents are pulled off the line, pulled off their national security mission. They're relegated to really becoming a federal travel agency. They're in a facility somewhere processing the millions of illegal aliens. We literally handed operational control over to the cartels.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Morgan says those cartels were making billions of dollars helping illegal aliens, and among them, perhaps rapists, drug dealers, and murderers cross the border into the U.S. Authorities say a federal utilities decision to resort to rolling blackouts after coal and natural gas units went offline during dangerously cold conditions has intensified questions about the Tennessee Valley Authority's recent decision to double down on fossil fuels. The utility was already facing scrutiny for its recommendation to replace some aging coal-burning power plants with natural gas. Authorities say a man wielding a machete attacked three police officers at the New Year's Eve celebration in New York City, striking two of them in the head before an officer shot the man in the shoulder and arrested him. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a retired police officer, says one of the officers who was injured in the machete attack was a brand new on the job, having graduated the police academy just last week.
It just goes to show you, if it's not the first day or could be your last day, the actions that police officers must take every day are life-threatening situations.
And you could always check out the latest news, read the most comprehensive analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A woman is suing comedian Bill Cosby for allegedly drugging her and sexually assaulting her back in 1986.
Stacey Pinkerton says she was a 21-year-old model and flight attendant when Bill Cosby promised to help her career. Her lawsuit says she had a role in an episode of NBC's The Cosby Show, but it was edited out. Pinkerton says months later, Cosby drugged her at an Illinois restaurant and sexually assaulted her in a hotel room. Pinkerton also is suing NBC and the companies that produced The Cosby Show, saying they knew Cosby was a danger to women. Cosby spokesperson Andrew Wyatt says Cosby denies the allegations and the lawsuit is all about money. Five other women filed a similar lawsuit against Cosby last month. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Google will pay Indiana $20 million to resolve the state's lawsuit against the technology giant. State Attorney General Todd Rokitis says the suit was over allegedly deceptive location tracking practices. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Travel chaos in the Philippines.
Nearly 300 domestic and international flights in Manila delayed, canceled, or diverted Sunday, causing misery for more than 65,000 passengers. That following a major power outage. A Transportation Department spokesman says the problem began in the morning when the Air Traffic Management Center lost all communications, radio, radar, and internet because of the outage. Air traffic system was restored in late afternoon and flights resumed, but officials add full recovery likely to take 72 hours. Jason Walker reporting.
It was on this day in 1788, Georgia became the fourth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Go to www.townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a Bergen and McCarthy show, which aired between Christmas and New Year's, and featured special guest Hopalong Cassidy actor William Boyd. Then later it's the Family Theater ushering in the new year, with a dramatic story curiously enough hosted by FBI director J. Edgar Hoover. Well, at the end of our previous show, Bill Boyd was visiting with Charlie, and as we resume, I believe Santa Claus will join in on the fun. This originally aired on the day after Christmas, 1954.
You know, Hopalong, I've been watching you on my TV set. How come you ride with your shoulders all hunched up sometimes?
So I can squeeze through one of those 10-inch tubes.
Oh. Well, Hopalong, don't worry. You'll always come through. You know, I dreamed about you last night, and if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't have been any Christmas presents this year.
You mean a bunch of ornery farmers tried to hold up the stage sled?
No, I tell you, it seems that Santa Claus was having a lot of trouble. You see, in this dream, finest thing, I was Santa Claus's assistant, and my name was Charlie McTringle, and I was up there at the North Pole just before Santa was going to start his ride. the matter, Santa? You're not your jolly self. That last hole sounded kind of low.
Well, yes, Charlie. Charlie McCringle, Santa's having a lot of trouble. A mighty lot of trouble.
All right, Bergen, just play it. Don't ham it. All right. Santa Claus, I thought up here at the North Pole, I thought you'd be sitting on top of the world.
Yes. Oh, I can't deliver my Christmas presents this year.
No. You mean you're going to be left holding the bag?
I will unless my old friend Hopalong Cassidy comes through. He's the only man who can pinch it for old Santa Claus. I hope he doesn't let me down. Well, listen, that sounds like Hopalong.
He must be riding on a cobblestone cloud.
Well, Santa, what can I do for you?
Hop along. My reindeer refused to ride tonight.
What's wrong with the critters?
Well, they ain't happy, Hoppy.
From pulling Santa's jalopy?
Yeah.
No, they're complaining because they say they do all the work and I get all the publicity.
Well, Santa, you're a mighty big hero with all the kids, and that's not bad.
No, no.
You're not even on television.
No. That's exactly why the reindeer are dissatisfied.
But everyone who knows Santa knows his reindeer just as well. Millions of kids all over the world are waiting for their Christmas presents, and we can't let them down. Come on, McCringle.
All right.
You and me'll go over there and talk to those reindeer in the only language they understand. Reindeer.
Of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Reindeer must come to order. Now, here's Hopalong Cassidy to listen to your troubles.
All right, listen. What's a ruffling your fur?
If our demands are not met, no presents will be delivered tonight. We reindeer are revolted.
You certainly are. That's bad. What are we going to do, Hoppy?
I don't know, partner. This is a new situation for me. This one calls for the cowboy to be smarter than his horse.
Yeah. Well, let's play safe. Let's ask the horse to help us out.
Just a minute, Fran. Simmer down, Fran.
What's on your mind, Dancer?
Well, I have a beef, too.
Beef?
No, I don't exactly have a beef either because I'm 100% venison.
That's the same. Well, Dancer, there may not be any lady reindeer around, but I didn't know you were the romantic type.
Oh, heavens to Elizabeth, New Jersey, yes. Why, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning under the hide of me.
Yes.
Maybe we ought to squirt it with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Why be half saved?
Well, that's very smart, but I'm in a snit already, and I just don't care who knows it.
Really?
And the only person who'd be happy with my job is an astronomer.
An astronomer?
Yes, an astronomer. You see, Comet is hitched to the sleigh in front of me, and I spend all my time staring at the comet's tail.
I don't see what you reindeer are kicking about. You've got the best jobs of any reindeer in the world. Now, I wouldn't say that, Hopabout. I have an uncle in England who has an excellent situation in a hunting lodge. In a hunting lodge? What does he do? He is a hat rack.
Yo. That's using his head. Come to order here, will you? Have you got any more complaints now?
Yes. Santa must get rid of these infernal sleigh bells.
Why?
They keep ringing in my ears all the time. It's horrible.
That sure looks bad, McCringle.
Yeah. Let's put the whole thing to a vote. All those reindeer not in favor of walking like horses, say nay.
Nay!
Oh, there you are, McCringle. Our minds are made up.
Well, let's go back to Santa's office and talk it over with him.
Yeah, come on. Maybe Santa will realize that you reindeer have your point.
Yeah.
Well, I see you brought the reindeer with you, Hopalong. Everything is ironed out, isn't it now?
No, Santa. Looks like they aren't pulling for you.
Well, I can't understand your attitude, dear. Haven't I always tried to be big?
Now, that's just your trouble, Santa. You're too big. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're tired of hauling all that blubber around.
Yes, and we are through with all that. Every Christmas you make us sweat and strain, lift those presents all that way, get a little tired and be landing Glendale.
Deserted by my own reindeer. Well, now the good little boys and girls won't get their presents. Hop along. Why don't you take my place tonight? Hitch up a team of broncos to the sleigh and deliver the presents yourself, hmm?
Now, hold on, Santa Claus. We can't all of a sudden switch over to a Western-style Christmas.
Well, why not, Hoppy? We could be guest riders in the sky.
That's ridiculous. We couldn't use mistletoe because it's not Western. Men would have to kiss the gals under the cactus.
That's bad, huh?
Sure, you might miss the gal and hit the cactus. Yes.
Well, with some gals I've seen, it could be break.
Oh.
So you don't think a Western Christmas would work out, huh?
Well, Santa, think of Christmas Eve and a bunch of carol singers under your window singing Cow, Cow, Boogie.
I'm afraid that wouldn't be so good, no.
And picture me riding into town on a buckboard. Instead of saying, up, thunder, up, blitzen, I'd be cracking my whip and hollering, Mule Trot!
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
yes. Oh, no, Santa, I couldn't do that to the kids. Besides, I couldn't get down the chimney like you do.
Well, why not?
Well, my gun triggers might scrape against the chimney and plug me in the leg. Then I'd really be hoppy.
Well, couldn't you take off your gun?
Take off my gun? Why, that's the same as running around naked.
Yeah.
No, Santa, we can't disappoint those kids. They want an old-fashioned Christmas.
Well, then it's up to the reindeer. What about it, reindeer?
No, not me.
Well, we got to convince them. Listen, reindeer, don't you realize that you're just as much a part of Christmas as old Santa himself? You're celebrities. Why, I'd even be proud to take you to Hollywood and put you in one of my pictures.
Well, how does that suit you now, Dancer?
Oh, who, me?
Sake,
look, I just simply think I go out of my mind, if you mean me, because I can just see myself now dancing along the boulevard with a neon harness and an upswept tail-do.
Well, what do you say, reindeer? Are you going back to work?
Yeah!
Well, I'll never be able to thank you enough, Poppy, never.
Well, Santa, it's mighty hard to keep everybody happy. Reindeer are no different from folks. We all have to give a little, and that way we'll all get a lot out of life.
Hopalong, you said it, and you said it good. You've saved Christmas for all of us kids. Santa Claus rides again.
From December 26, 1954, the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show featuring special guest, Hopalong Cassidy actor William Boyd. During his showbiz career, which began during the silent picture era, he would star in 66 Hopalong Cassidy films, had a radio show, and yes, a TV program. He also became very wealthy, primarily from the sale of a huge amount of Hopalong Cassidy merchandise, including hats, costumes, toy gun belts, bed sheets, lunch boxes, and even roller skates with spurs attached. He retired in the late 1950s and pretty much avoided the spotlight after that. According to the Internet Movie Database, late-night TV legend Johnny Carson once told a story of how in the 1960s he met Bill Boyd on a cross-country plane trip, and he asked him to come on to his show. Boyd politely declined, saying he thought it would be too much of a jolt for kids, even though they were now adults, to see Hopalong Cassidy as an old man. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio Was, the Family Theater will offer up in another year, not only celebrating the beginning of 1948 and starring Ruth Hussey and Glenn Langan, but how about this? The host is longtime FBI director J. Edgar Hoover. It begins right after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Without morality, can we build homes without God or have worthy parents who do not know and practice His teachings? The key to these problems, to life itself, is God. He is man's first need, his final goal. Our nation is sadly in need of a rebirth of the simple life, a return to the days when God was a part of each household, when families arose in the morning with a prayer on their lips and ended the day by gathering together to place themselves in his care. If there is hope for the future of America, if there is to be peace and happiness in our homes, then we, as a nation, must return to God and to the practice of daily family prayer.
J. Edgar Hoover will speak again later in the program. Now, tonight's Family Theater stars, Glenn Langan and Ruth Hussey, in the original radio drama titled, In Another Year.
All right, all right. Quiet now. As father of this family, it is my happiness to announce again our New Year's custom in the Gordon home, a custom with which you children and your mother are familiar. All of you have your names on the papers. John?
Yes, Father.
Roger?
Yes, Dad.
Mary?
Yes, Daddy.
William?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yes, Daddy, I have my speech all ready.
That's better. Mother?
Yes, dear.
All right, I'll mix up your papers. Whom shall we be honored to have as our first speaker of the evening? Let's see. It's my pleasure to introduce... That's the way it's going to be, Helen. Our future home. And every one of our children will have your blue eyes and... Oh, Helen, will you marry me?
Oh, it's beautiful, Al. Very beautiful, but...
Helen, you're always raising objections.
Well, I think I should, because we have to be practical, Al, and you're more of a poet than a lawyer. Oh, I love
you, Al, because I'm dreaming about what our future home will be like, you say I'm not practical.
Well, it isn't that alone.
You have to dream, Helen. That's being practical. Engineers and architects, well, everybody that's going to build something worthwhile has to dream about it.
But, Al, you're only earning $25 a week, and here we are in the middle of a depression.
Well, that's just it, honey. We are in a depression. That's why I'm earning only $25 a week. We've had depressions before, and the country always gets out of them.
Yes, but things are so bad now.
Listen, Helen. This is the 1st of January, 1933. If you'll marry me, I bet in another year or two I'll be earning 50 or 100 bucks a week.
Oh, you know I love you, Al. And I have faith in you. But I think we should be more practical if we want a real home. Wouldn't it be wiser to put it off for a year or two until times are better? Well, you're just out of law school. Between us, all we have is $300 in the bank.
Oh, I know, honey, but we have faith and trust in one another and in the future. Ah, you'll see. Everything will work out just as we planned it.
Why, Al, it would take at least $300 for the furniture alone, and then, well, after that, we'd be living from hand to mouth.
No, that isn't true, darling. Look, I've got it all figured out. We'd put $200 down as a deposit on the furniture and pay the rest on installments, and we'd have $100 for our honeymoon.
$100?
Don't you want a honeymoon?
Why... Yes.
Well, then it's all settled. Don't worry about finances. I've got that all figured out. You see, I earn about $100 a month. Now, there's a little apartment up in the Bronx I've been looking at. That'll be $30 a month. And the grocery bill wouldn't be more than $20, and the gas and electric would be about $10, and the other odds and ends, they certainly wouldn't be more than $15. So we'd have $25 a month to pay for the furniture. Helen, it's the simplest thing in the world.
Why, Al, you've got it all figured out, haven't you? You're not as impractical as I thought.
Helen, I'm the most practical guy who ever loved any girl.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Oh, only there's one thing we have to settle.
What?
I want at least two little girls. I still think we're being extravagant coming out to a place like this.
But honey, we deserve a celebration. After all, our 6 months anniversary only comes once in a lifetime. Besides, we just have to celebrate my first raise.
$40 a week. Oh, I won't have to be juggling that budget so much now.
It's been pretty tough on you. I know. But it's going to be different from now on, honey.
Yes. Yes, it is going to be different from now on.
Sure, we're on Easy Street. Come on, honey. Let's dance. Nice. Just the two of us like this together. We'll have to get out and celebrate more often, honey.
Well, I have a little secret I want to tell you.
You mean to say you've been having secrets behind my back?
Well, this is your secret too, Al.
My secret?
Yeah. It's not going to be just us two much longer.
No!
Oh, it'll bring us even closer together, Al.
Honey, this is wonderful. We'll name him John.
Well, it could be a girl, you know.
We'll call her John.
How about Mary?
No, 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 honey, that's not the way we planned it. It's got to be John.
All right, all right. It'll be John if that's the way you want it.
And he's going to have blue eyes, just like you.
Is that you, Al?
Yes, honey.
Did you get the things at the store?
Oh, gosh, I forgot about them completely. You know, I was just...
Al, sometimes you're the most forgetful man in the world.
No, it was just...
Well, what happened now?
Oh, nothing. Is John feeling all right?
Oh, yes, yes, he's fine. The doctor was here and said it's only a little colic. All babies get that. It's nothing to worry about.
Oh, good. You know, I was really worried about the little Dickens this morning.
He's asleep now.
Well, I'll run down to the store and get those things. Where did I put that list?
Al, what's wrong? For 2 days, you've been going around in a dream. Is everything all right at the office?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, there's something wrong, Al. I know.
Oh, Ellen, I didn't want to tell you this. I was hoping
Well, what is it?
Things aren't going too well.
Well, you haven't lost your job.
Well, not really. The company's loading up.
Oh, no, Al. Oh, it can't be. Just when...
Sorry, honey.
Well, just when we had the furniture paid for, it's taken over a year. Now I thought everything was going to be all right.
I'm sure something will turn up. Just trust me, honey. Just trust me.
Seen you for years.
Huh?
It is Al Gordon.
Yes. Joe Carey.
Al, it's good to see you again. Why, it's 6, 7 years since we finished law school together.
7 years? Yes, the years have been rolling along. How are things going with you, Joe?
I can't kick. Got myself set up with the old man in his law offices. It's all right.
Oh, good deal, Joe. Glad to hear it.
How's it with you, Al?
Oh, I guess I can't kick either. Things have been up and down the past few years.
Yeah, I heard you're married.
Yeah. You remember Helen Fromer?
Why, sure. Say, you're a lucky guy.
Yeah, I guess I am. Have 3 nice kids, too, Joe.
What do you know? That's great.
3 boys, Joe.
Say, doing all right for yourself. Where are you located, Al?
Oh, I've been doing little odds and ends.
Oh? What office are you in?
I'm not in an office right now, Joe.
Uh-huh. Been a little tough, huh?
Oh, it hasn't been all smooth sailing, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you were always a guy to be in there punching when the going was tough.
Well, it's sure nice seeing you again, Joe. I've got to run along.
You going this way, Al?
No, I've got to run over to the library. I have a couple of references I want to check.
Say, look, why don't you drop around to our place sometime?
What?
I mean, step into the office when you have a chance. Let's have lunch someday. I'd like to get your opinion about some maritime cases. I remember you sort of specialized in maritime law.
Oh. Yes, I did once, but I haven't had much of a chance to...
Well, here's my card, Al. Drop around, and you know, there aren't too many maritime lawyers these days, and we've been stacked up on some cases. How about tomorrow? For lunch?
Well, thanks. Yeah, Joe, tomorrow's swell.
Oh, okay, I'll see you then.
Yeah. Thanks again, Joe. Helen, I've got... Helen, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm all right, Al. Only feeling a little sickish.
But you look pale.
Oh, I'm just resting for a little while. It isn't anything.
Oh, gosh, honey. Is there anything I can do? I'll call a doctor.
No. I'll be all right in a few minutes. Besides, we have so many bills the way it is. Al, I don't know where we're going to get the money this time.
Honey, that's what I wanted to say. I met Joe Carey. I was just walking along the street today, and he comes right out of nowhere and plants a job in my lap. I'm sure it's a job. It's going to be maritime law. That's what I've always wanted to do, honey. And I never got a chance.
Oh, well.
Helen, darling, you're crying. What's wrong?
No, I'm not. I'm just... Oh, it's just that I'm happy, Al.
How's it going, Al?
Hmm? Oh, fine, Joe. This cargo case was a kind of a tough nut to crack, but I think I've got the answer here. I'm working on the brief now.
You know, I think your ancestors must have been pirates.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Well, Dutton and Carey don't seem to have any objections when you can smell out a solution to every salvage proposition.
Say, did you know the old man called me in yesterday and told me how pleased he was about the Phillipsburg case?
Well, better take it easy around here. I'm beginning to feel I shine only in reflected glory.
Yeah, sure. This is the kind of work I've always wanted to do, Joe. I love it.
How are things at home? Everything all right?
Yeah, things are going fine. Sometime next month is the big day.
Good. I'm going to be waiting around for the cigars.
Too bad it's going to be a girl, Joe. Otherwise, I'd name them after you. But this time, it's got to be Mary.
Oh, you sure, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I thought I'd be generous about it this time. Helen's entitled to a girl. This one is going to be Mary. Nurse, is there any word?
I'm sorry, Mr. Gordon. It's Dr. Begley will be out in a minute.
No, no, please. Can't you tell me? What is it?
Well, why don't you wait in Dr. Begley's office? It's just down the hall. I'm going that way.
No, no, I'll wait here. Oh, God, I wish there was something I could do.
Mr. Gordon, there's Dr. Begley now.
Oh, thanks.
Doctor!
I'm sorry, Gordon, old man. It was a little girl, just as you said. We did everything we could.
And Helen?
Your wife's going to be all right. You can go in to see her, but for only a few minutes. And don't say anything. She doesn't know yet.
You're listening to Family Theater on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
Johnny Dollar.
You've heard Edmund O'Brien, Gerald Moore, Mandel Kramer, and even Dick Powell as Johnny Dollar. Now, hear Bob Bailey in 10 action-packed and digitally remastered five-part serials.
The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter.
Bailey is skeptical without being cynical and can deliver a sarcastic remark with more sincerity than most detectives deliver straight talk.
Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
He has little patience for liars and likes nothing better than fishing, a free hand with an expense account, and a few fabulous females.
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
Oh, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. You got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
That's a fact.
He's flirtatious, pragmatic, and sympathetic to a point.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's where he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, Skip, but you wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
From the ranch to the waterfront, from the mountains of Mexico to a Swiss ski chalet, cheats don't stand a chance in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar Confidential. Save 50% off the original price and pay only $19.99 for this 10-CD, 50-episode collection today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOB77. This half-price offer won't last forever, so order confidential today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code BOB77 to pay just $19.99.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
A flight back in time. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alaska Airlines is teaming up with the Honor Flight Network to offer military veterans in Hawaii free flights to Washington, D.C. to visit memorials honoring their service. Flights will begin the week of Veterans Day in November, with additional flights being planned for 2023. Veterans living in Hawaii and other locations in the Pacific can have a difficult time traveling due to the distance and cost of flights. That's where the Honor Flight Network steps in. The service, which launched in 2005, has flown more than 250,000 veterans around the country free of charge. It has more than 130 hubs around the country, but officials at Honor Flight are targeting Hawaii for expansion.
And now, J. Edgar Hoover celebrates the new year on The Family Theater on When Radio Was.
No. When Mommy says you go to bed, it's off to bed you're going. And remember what I told you about a big job all of us men have to do around this house from now on.
Oh, I know. We have to take care of Mommy.
I'll beat you to bed, John. I'll bet you.
No, you won't. Come on.
Let me carry Billy, honey.
Well, be careful. He'll wake up.
I have him all right. You know, Helen, there's something I wanted to tell you. You've been so brave about Mary and...
Oh, if you want to know, Al, I'm really not brave or resigned either. A daughter would have meant everything to me.
I know, honey. That's why I was going to tell you about meeting old Mr. Weatherly this afternoon. He was saying we should be very happy.
Happy?
He meant about Mary. He said that now we have a little saint up in heaven all our own.
Well, I never thought of it that way. Our own little personal angel. Well...
Hey, let's have a little quiet back there. A fender could fall off and I wouldn't even hear it. How do you like it, honey?
Oh, I think it's the finest car we've ever owned.
Well, that's a fairly safe statement since it's our first one. You know something else, honey? I have a little secret.
Oh?
Any idea where we're going?
Not in the slightest. I hope you do. Alfred Gordon, you're up to something.
Well, I'm not quite up to it yet. Got a few more miles to go.
Where?
Yeah, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Here.
Hey, can we get out now, Daddy? Hey, I want to climb that tree over there.
I want to run on the grass.
Now, don't get out until Daddy opens the door. What's this all about, Al?
Oh, it's just something I wanted to stop and have a good look at.
What?
Come on, before these youngsters tear the back out of my golden chariot.
Well, it's lovely out here, but...
Yeah,
you...
there's no place like the country. Fresh air, sunshine, green grass. And there's a little town right over that hill that has stores, banks...
Al, you're not thinking of moving up here.
That's just what I am thinking of.
You mean this empty house over here?
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a fellow last month, and I think, Helen, we're going to be able to swing it. You want to go in and see what it's like?
Can we?
Sure. I've got the keys right here.
Oh.
Come on, man. We've got something to investigate.
Al, have you bought it?
No, I haven't bought it.
Oh.
But, honey, I've been thinking. Maybe we could pay for it by installments, you know, like we did...
That does it. We're back on the installment plan. Yes, but this time I'm going to love it. Oh, I've always wanted a real home of our own.
Mrs. Gordon, may I have the pleasure of carrying you across the threshold and conducting you through the Gordon Castle? Oh, honey, it's only Thanksgiving, but this is going to be your Christmas present for 1941.
You're a lucky guy, Al. He must have seen this coming.
How's that, Joe?
You're all set up. Why, with your background, they'll tie you to a desk in Washington.
Maybe.
Say, fella, don't get any crazy ideas. You've got a wife and kids. You've got responsibilities.
Yeah, Joe. We've all got responsibilities now. It's my kids I'm thinking about because I want to see this country stay the way it was for me, where a guy can start from the bottom and work his way up.
I'll go along with you on that.
When are you going, Joe?
I'm shipping out next week.
Well, let's get together before you go. Come on up and have dinner with us. We're pretty well settled down in that little place we have up in Pelham.
I'd like to, Al, but this is...
Oh, come on. What do you mean? You're not going to just disappear, chap. Stick around on some island in the Pacific long enough and I'll catch up with you.
Nice going, Al. Well, so long. Good luck.
Joe, I never said a lot of thanks to you for what you did, but you always knew how I felt.
Forget it. I was just looking out for the interests of the company.
It's meant a lot to me.
Yeah, well, I'll be going. So long, Al.
So long, Joe. I'll catch up with you someplace.
Daddy,
oh, wait a minute. Take it easy. tear the uniform off me before Mommy sees
Daddy's
this.
Daddy's got a uniform. Daddy's got a uniform.
All right, I'll
take it easy. Oh, Al, you look wonderful.
Look at your back, Daddy.
All right, here you go. Up you go.
Whoa. Boy, you look almost like an admiral.
He has a big coat like a man who opens a door down at the department store.
Dad, you better be careful what you say. The Navy wouldn't like it, would they, Dad?
You're not kidding, Johnny. Roger better stick up for the Navy from now on.
I'm going to be a sailor someday, too.
All right, boys. Let Daddy go inside and take off his coat.
Have they all been good boys, Mommy?
Should I tell Daddy about the long list I have?
Oh, gee, Mom, you promised you'd forget about the list. And honest, Mom, I'm going to be good from now on.
Me too. I'm always good sometimes.
Did I hear someone talking about a list?
There's no list today, Daddy.
No, Dad, we've been good. Haven't we, Mom?
Well, not too bad.
Honest, Dad, we've been good.
Well, you better be. And promise me, you're going to do everything Mommy tells you.
Oh, sure we
will. Yes, Daddy, we will.
Do you want to sit down and rest a while, Al? Yeah. Dinner isn't quite ready yet. You boys can go out and play.
Okay, come on, Roger.
Hey, wait,
come on. Oh, you look tired. Things been pretty hectic for you lately.
I was just thinking, I don't have half the difficulties there are in your job taking care of those three Indians.
Oh, I love it.
That's why you're so good at it, honey.
You know, Al, when we sit here like this, I often get to wondering what Mary would have been like.
You still miss her very much.
Well, I guess I always will. Having a daughter in the house would have meant so much to me.
Yeah.
Do you have any word yet where you're going to be assigned?
What was that?
Al, you're not paying the slightest bit of attention to what I'm saying.
Front, Annie. I was just thinking, the way things are working out. Well, we didn't plan it this way.
Well, all our dreams can't come true, Al. It never happens that way for anyone. Oh, but we've had a lot of happiness together. When this is over, well, I better get out of this dreaming and get into the kitchen. Everything will be burned to a crisp.
Helen.
What?
Don't move for a minute. I want to remember you. Standing there. Just like that.
Time for a short break. We'll be right back on When Radio Was.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Looking for a career in the tech sector? Calgary-based White Whale is a tech company that helps businesses analyze and make best use of their data using an AI platform called DeepSea. Jack Williams from White Whale explained.
So we specialize in AI data analytics software, specifically for businesses. So DeepSea allows them to do three big things. So the first is connect directly to their databases, and then they can apply advanced algorithms to that data, and then they can actually visualize the outputs on interactive dashboards. Essentially, its purpose is really to help businesses make informed data-driven decisions to really, you know, optimize, predict, or forecast certain things within their data set.
Pretty cool, right? You can check out careers like this and others in beautiful Calgary, Alberta at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations taxpayers, you paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hyperbole is the worst, most awful form of language ever, and I really can't stand it.
This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hyperbole is an obvious and intentional exaggeration. For example, I had to wait in line forever yesterday. I will never speak to you again if you go there. I can't stand it when people fill in the blank. Most people use hyperbole in their normal speech, and oftentimes it's innocent enough, or is it? The more we fill our minds with exaggerations, the more likely we are to feel exaggerated emotional responses. In other words, if I say I can't stand something when I actually can, I'm firing myself up more than I actually probably need to. So be mindful of the hyperbole you use. Or, as I tend to say, be mindful of your speech because, well, you're listening. For more on how awful hyperbole is, visit drchristianconti.com.
The
word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, the final act of In Another Year from the Family Theater on When Radio Was.
Dear Al, I don't know where you are tonight as I'm writing this letter. I know it's someplace in the Pacific. But wherever you are, Al, I know you'll be thinking of us this New Year's Day. I want you to know that we've been thinking of you and praying for you today. It's 10 o'clock now. The children are all in bed after a busy day. We observed the old Gordon family custom, and I took your place to introduce the boys for their speeches. Well, they were all surprisingly good, and all about you. They send you their Happy New Year wishes, because they said you're the bravest daddy in the world. And I think so, too, darling. Well, now I must give you the speeches. A long letter, Al. I guess I shouldn't be worrying you about the furnace breaking down and things like that, but I thought you'd like me to tell you. You know, our only thoughts and dreams are about you, looking forward to the day when you'll be back with us again. Now that the war is over, thank God that won't be long. I was sorry to hear about your friend Bob Saunders. I know you must have been very close to him. It's sad, his little youngster now, without a father or a mother. Oh, Al, I'll thank God every day of my life when you're safe back home again. All my love. Good night, darling.
And this is the new year of 1948, a year that'll be marked with opportunities for all of us. I hope every member of the Gordon family will take advantage of each opportunity that's given. And now for your New Year's resolution speeches. You have your names all written? John?
Yes, Pop.
Mary?
Yes, Daddy.
Roger?
Yes, Dad.
William?
I have my speech all ready.
Fine. Mother?
Yes, darling.
All right, I'll mix up the papers. Whom shall we be honored to have as our first speaker of the evening? Well, it's my pleasure to introduce a lovely young lady... Mary.
Well, this is my first New Year's speech, and I really... Well, I guess I've got a lot of resolutions, and I'm very happy in my new home, and I want to thank everybody. And this is going to be the loveliest year of my whole life. That's my resolution. And that's about all of my speech, too.
Very good, Mary. Very good for your first speech. And now, we have as our second speaker... Yeah, the kids went to bed quietly tonight. No pillow fights.
Yeah. Al, do you remember this night 15 years ago?
Yeah. It's a long time to look back, dear. Seems like a whole lifetime now.
In a way, it seems only like yesterday. Remember when you were telling me all your plans for us? Oh, wonderful plans, Al.
It's surprising how many of them came true.
Yes. And the most wonderful thing... The way Mary came to live with us. She's like our own daughter now.
Your father'd be happy to know she's with us, honey. Bob Saunders was a guy with great hopes and dreams for his little girl.
Like you have, Al. For all of us.
Yes. But in another year, who knows? Maybe some more of them will come true.
In Another Year has starred Glenn Langan and Ruth Hussey. Now, our family theater host for tonight, J. Edgar Hoover.
The foundation of our democracy was built upon a firm faith in Almighty God. As our nation grew and prospered, as it overcame vicissitudes and adversities, its people never lost faith in a personal God. Our generation, it seems, has allowed old faithful religious practices to slip into oblivion. As a result, family life has been weakened. The nation has suffered, and many of its children have become spiritually starved. A godless home is built upon sand. It is an inviting breeding ground for moral decay and crime. My hope for the future of this nation is predicated upon the faith in God, which is nurtured in the family. No outside influence of a constructive nature can overcome the lack of a guiding light in the home, and the spark of this light must be the knowledge of God. The fuel must be the strength of prayer. This is the first day of a new year, a year in which great things will be accomplished, we hope. But the greatest thing we, as individuals, can do for ourselves and for our country will be to keep our families together in peace and happiness. There is no better way of doing our part for home life in America than by reestablishing the daily practice of family prayer in our homes, because families that pray together stay together. I wish every family from coast to coast a joyful and happy new year. Good night, and God bless you.
How about that? FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover hosting The Family Theater. In Another Year originally aired on January 1st, 1948. Lead actor Glenn Langan is occasionally heard on When Radio Was, starring as writer Barton Drake on the 1940s dramatic series Mystery Is My Hobby. Langan also did a fair amount of film work. His best-known pictures, The Snake Pit, Hangover Square, Dragon Wick, and The Amazing Colossal Man. Langan's radio co-star Ruth Hussey also appeared in a number of popular pictures. She was seen in The Uninvited, The Women, The Great Gatsby, Another Thin Man, and I, Jane Doe. She also earned an Oscar nomination. It was for a supporting role playing a news photographer in a 1940 George Cukor-directed comedy film, which was also nominated for a Best Picture Academy Award. Further hint, that movie starred Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant, and Jimmy Stewart. I'll name it and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
The flame we hold is a good as gold bonanza.
In the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glen Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other Songs of the Wild West. Just go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean, mean, mean son of a gun. Mutant!
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months.
The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard Ruth Hussey in a New Year's-themed episode of The Family Theater, and I mentioned she was an Oscar nominee. It was for a 1940 comedy film directed by George Cukor, which picked up 6 Academy Award nominations. The answer is The Philadelphia Story. By the way, the Best Picture winner that year, Alfred Hitchcock's Rebecca. Shockingly, that famed thriller director's only Oscar-winning Best Picture. Back to The Philadelphia Story. While Ruth Hussey lost the Best Supporting Actress Oscar to Jane Darwell for The Grapes of Wrath, and the movie's lead actress Katherine Hepburn would lose to Ginger Rogers for her work in Kitty Foyle, it did take home 2 Oscars. Jimmy Stewart won for Best Actor, and Donald Ogden Stewart took home the Best Screenplay Academy Award. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we have once again run out of time, but I want to remind you to take a little time and visit our website. It's easy to remember, it's just the name of the show, whenradiowas.com. WhenRadioWas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.